Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The American dream is alive and real. That was the message from an immigrant and local CEO as he addressed 200 other immigrants from around the world who yesterday became U.S. citizens. During the ceremony at the JFK Library and Museum in Boston, Muhammad Ali of the Boston-based company Carbonite shared his own immigrant story. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
You have been our nation's strength and will continue to be. Your citizenship is our badge of honor and our hope.
This was Ali's simple message for those listening in the crowd. Immigrants from Morocco, Venezuela, and dozens of other countries sat side by side, each clutching a miniature American flag.
You will work hard, you will study hard, create businesses, create jobs, and build our American economy. Because you know what life is like elsewhere, and you chose America.
Ali spoke of his father, the police officer, and his mother, the teacher, who decided among civil unrest and poverty in Guyana to seek a better life for their family. That's exactly what 21-year-old Miguel Velez, originally from Colombia, has in mind for his own family. Velez does his best to explain how he's feeling now that he is a U.S. citizen, carrying his 17-month-old daughter on his hip.
I want her to go to college. United States have the best college in the world. So it is all for her. So I feel happy and safe. That's how I feel.
Happy and safe. For 30-year-old Marie Claire Combe, the ceremony brought new hope.
Today is my naturalization, and I'm so happy. Like, y'all don't know how much this means to me, so much to me. This means that I can bring my mother in the United States, and I can't wait to see her.
As a U.S. citizen, Combe can now sponsor her mother to come to the country. She hasn't seen her mother since leaving Cameroon in 2001. Combe now works as a nursing assistant and loves her job and her life here. She just hopes her friends can also become citizens soon.
I'm still nervous for my friends that are still waiting to hear from the people and all that, so I'm still nervous. I used to be nervous for me, but now I'm nervous for my friends, so.
Along with wide smiles and obvious joy, there was also a sense of relief among many of the new citizens. This was the first naturalization ceremony in Boston since President Trump issued his revised immigration order, barring travel for some people from six predominantly Muslim countries. With all the talk of travel bans, Combe says she wants to begin the process of bringing her mother to the U.S. immediately. But first, she'll send her mom in Cameroon a picture of the citizenship certificate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.